We are talking this segment about an exhibition called Inside Out, The Heart of Mental Illness. Joining us is Bruce Velick, who is chairman of the Inside Out Committee and chief curator of this exhibition. Cheryl Brown is a retired psychotherapist who works with suicide survivors. And Alex Dean with the Compassionate Touch Network and NAMI Santa Fe. Welcome, everybody, to the Radio Cafe.
Thank you.
So this exhibition opens on, let's see, there's an event on Friday and Saturday, and we'll talk about that in a moment, but what's it all about?
It's really a way of letting the art help to destigmatize the subject of mental illness in the community. It's a way of showing that people with mental illness have more to give than simply the problems that they're facing.
So the artists are people with diagnosed mental illnesses?
All of the art is from pretty much the Santa Fe community and a little from Albuquerque. These are people that are being treated for their mental illness. Casa Milagro, Casa Cerrillos, a LifeLink clubhouse at LifeLink, and Art Street in Albuquerque are the sources of all the work.
There are those who would argue that all great artists have some kind of mental illness, whether it be manic depression or things like that, and that people who are stone cold normal tend not to make art in the first place. I mean, I don't know to what extent that's true, but there's a grain of truth in that.
There's a big grain of truth to that. You know, art carries a lot of eccentricity with it. It's certainly, these works run the gamut from distressing to sweet as can be. And it's the same gamut in art. There's a great deal of, art's a very personal thing, and these artists are reflecting their own situations.
There is a correlation between creativity and mood disorders. So a lot of really creative people have mood disorders, depression, bipolar disorder.
Not surprising.
Yeah.
Now, the art that these people make, is it in the context of a kind of therapeutic situation?
It's both. It's at Casa Milagro, I would say it's in a therapeutic situation. It's also just a means of letting them, express themselves. At the clubhouse at LifeLink, that's more of a drop-in center, so there's no direction given them. It's just allowing them to express themselves. And the same at Art Street in Albuquerque. So it's a combination of the two.
I know this is radio, but can you give us some idea of what the work is like?
Yeah. Like I said, there's a huge variety. A number of the artists were given 10x10 canvases and 10x10 sheets of watercolor paper. So there's an interesting mix of smaller works on canvas and watercolor. There's a few sculptures, ceramic sculptures, and then there's some pieces that the artists just did completely on their own, mostly canvas. Most of the work is two-dimensional.
Now, this is an exhibition. It's a really one-day-only art show?
Correct.
Why is it so short?
I guess primarily because we felt that the work deserved a professional setting for it. And even though we began this process in May, I believe it was, galleries book their schedules well in advance. And Jim Kelly was gracious enough to actually interrupt an existing exhibition that will come down for a couple days so that ours can go up for a day. Next year it'll be a normal
a bit of a run.
Right.
Is the work for sale?
Everything in the exhibition is for sale, and the prices are very reasonable.
Excellent.
And a real highlight has been that the framing community in Santa Fe has been very, very supportive, and every work in the show that's framed has been professionally framed and donated by the framers.
So we're talking about Inside Out. It's a show It's called Inside Out, The Heart of Mental Illness, an art exhibition of people from the, what will you call it, mental illness community? I don't know if that's the exact word you use. Now, you, Cheryl Brown, work with suicide survivors.
Mm-hmm.
That's not people who've survived suicide attempts.
No, those are suicide attempt survivors.
Ah, okay.
Okay. I am a suicide survivor myself. My son was diagnosed bipolar disorder. And at age 32, he decided he didn't like his medication, went off, and suicided within a month.
Oh, my goodness.
So I'm very familiar with suicide, and I've made it now my life's work to work with the survivors, because survivors and family members are 9 times more likely to suicide themselves.
Oh, my goodness.
If they have survived someone in their family. So, Aunt Mary Charlotte, the number one disability in the world right now is depression. Our World Health Organization lists depression as the number one disability, and 1 in 4 Americans will have a diagnosable mental illness this year.
Yeah, I mean, what is that? Why are we so depressed?
I know. Mm. It's really staggering.
Yeah.
Over 39,000 people will die by suicide this year, and there will be 1 million attempts in America this year. And that's over twice as many die by suicide as homicide.
Oh, my goodness.
So it's a huge issue.
So the families and loved ones of people who commit suicide, I'm sure one of the things you have to deal with is their own continual questioning of whether they could have done more.
Exactly. It's the woulda, shoulda, coulda. What should I have done? What could I have done to prevent this? And it just haunts the survivors, because there are questions that they can never really get the answers to.
So how do you work with somebody who's doing that?
They have to come to the realization it's not their fault. They did the best they could do at the time, and they have to stop asking the questions and let it go. But that takes time.
Yeah.
And they have to be easy on themselves and allow themselves to express their grief, because it's called complicated grief, very difficult grief to get through.
I would think that part of the set of things that they might be going through, if they've been dealing with somebody who's very, who's been very difficult for a long time, is also a sense of relief.
Yes. There is relief, and then you feel guilty about feeling relieved.
Exactly.
And so there's guilt, and it just goes round and round, and it's very complicated. Yeah.
And the grieving process probably takes a lot longer than somebody who lost a loved one to, say, a heart attack or cancer.
Right. That's right. There's closure. But suicide is just like cancer. In a suicidal mind, something is saying, to get out of this pain, you got to take your life. People who die by suicide do not want to kill themselves. They want the pain to stop, and they can't figure out any other way to do it.
In your experience, when somebody does take their medications, is that pretty much as close as you can get to a solution to their problem?
It's good. In combination with talk therapy. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, but the medication, when they stop taking medication, it's really, really tricky at that point.
Yeah. How long has it been since you lost your son?
4 years. And 90% of all suicides have a diagnosable mental illness at the time they suicided.
Yeah. How is that, if I may ask, what has that process been like for you?
It's been really trying for me, but I know my son would want me to be strong, and he would want me to fight and go on, and that's what I do, and that's what I do.
And so you basically see people like yourself,
mm-hmm.
who probably have an easier time relating to you because of your own experience.
Mm-hmm. And on Facebook and on my website, people from all over the world, I get 50,000 hits a month. People from Australia, England, all over the world. It's a worldwide phenomenon, and we all understand each other.
Alex Dean, you work with the Compassionate Touch Network. What is that?
The Compassionate Touch Network is an organization based here in Santa Fe that really started with a project called Minds Interrupted and grew from that. It now includes Minds Interrupted, Stories of Lives Affected by Mental Illness. Which is a performance. It's, in a way, it's a staged reading. A staged reading of monologues written by people with lived experience with mental illness. And there'll be one at the Chemo Theater at the end of October 24th at 7 p.m. And they also, another project of Compassionate Touch Network is Breaking the Silence, New Mexico, an educational program that goes into high schools and middle schools and teaches students what mental illnesses are, because we have so many stereotypes that lead to stigma that really we need to break through. But then we're telling people this is what mental illnesses are not. It doesn't mean that you're crazy or incapable of existing in society. And we need to be able to then replace that with what mental illnesses are. There are disorders of the brain.
Well, there's a whole spectrum of mental illnesses. I mean, mm-hmm. some people are incapable of existing in society, but many aren't, are able to function in one way or another.
Yeah, and I think many people aren't able to exist in society, just to address that, because they haven't found good treatment, a treatment regimen that works for them. They haven't found a support group that is accepting of them. And so the more we're all able to step back from the stigma we have about mental illnesses, the more we're capable of being a good support group and a society that can support people who live with a mental illness.
Now, you're also part of NAMI, N-A-M-I, which is the National Association for Mental Illness, is that correct?
The National Alliance on Mental Illness.
Alliance.
And I work with the local affiliate, NAMI Santa Fe.
And what do they do?
It's a nonprofit that advocates for destigmatizing mental illnesses and creating better safety nets for people who live with a mental illness. Right now, we're working with a great behavioral health alliance, and one of the key target tasks of that is a centralized resource list and better crisis response around Santa Fe County.
Very interesting. So today, in fact, a little later this morning, today, Thursday at 11:45, there is an event that is open to the public at Ponce de Leon. What's going on there?
It is Doorways, and Doorways is an organization, nonprofit here in Santa Fe, for older people. And Doorways actually stands for, you know, we are living on this side of the door, and when we pass and move to the other side of the door, it's just opening one door and going through to another. And so we deal with end-of-life issues. And so this month, being the mental illness awareness, we are bringing in a psychiatrist who's going to be talking about dementia. And dementia has such a mental component to it, because there are so many illnesses that disguise with dementia and Alzheimer's. And he's going to be talking about that. And it's free to the public.
And so if there's anybody who has, for example, a family member with dementia or Alzheimer's, which it's sometimes hard to tell which is, mm-hmm. tell them apart, they can show up and listen and ask questions.
That's it. And we always have lots of time for questions when we have a speaker.
So the event, once again, the art show, Inside Out, The Heart of Mental Illness, is starting tomorrow, Friday. And tell us about the events on Friday and Saturday.
Friday night's opening. This is both Congress has deemed this week National Mental Illness Week. The governor has issued a proclamation announcing Mental Illness Awareness Week here in Santa Fe, as has the mayor. The mayor will be present on Friday night at the preview of the exhibition, and that will be a fundraiser. Again, the funds will be going out to the mental health community. I keep going back and forth between mental health and mental illness. It is definitely Mental Illness Week. And the funds will be going out to places like Casa Milagro, Casa Rios, Southwestern College that has a art therapy program. Those are the sources of our profits.
I'd also like to add that a part of the Inside Out art exhibition is a show called Photo Voice, which is a project of Compassionate Touch Network. And Photo Voice uses the combined power of written word with images to help people tell their stories. And we used Michelle Herling, the executive director of Compassionate Touch Network, and I went into Casa Milagro over the course of 5 months and worked with six individuals to help them share their stories of living with a mental illness through Photo Voice.
Very interesting. And then the actual opening, well, the opening is Friday, and then on Saturday at the James Kelly Gallery in the rail yard area of Santa Fe, the show is open from 9 to 6.
Right, because that's also the farmer's market. We open exceptionally early that day. And from 4 to 6 p.m. is the artist's reception. So a number of the artists will be there that afternoon on Saturday.
Excellent. So you can go to the farmer's market and go to the James Kelly Gallery. Bruce Velick is chairman of the Inside Out Committee and chief curator of the show. Cheryl Brown is a retired psychotherapist who works with suicide survivors, and Alex Dean with the Compassionate Touch Network and NAMI Santa Fe. Thank you all so much for being with us on the Radio Cafe.
Thank you for having
us. Thanks, Mary Charlotte.